How do you feel about schools taking an extra hour of the kids' day to teach them basic, quote, adult stuff, like washing clothes, basic cooking, paying taxes, things like that?
Finally, I've been saying this for years. You know, there's so many things they teach you in school because it's part of the curriculum, but it's stuff that you'll never really need, you'll never really use. I think keep teaching them that stuff for whatever reason, but they have to be taught stuff that they need to know, like on a regular basis. Like, I don't know, how to boil an egg and how to, I don't know, screen cap a check and send it to your bank. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like there's so many things that they need to know about the regular world, about doing dishes and about
vacuuming and washing clothes, things that you don't know how to do. Because when I moved out, I knew how to do nothing.
Boys should learn how to shave. Women should learn how to shave their legs. I didn't learn how to shave anything until I got to camp. My mother never taught me.
She didn't tell you how to shave your legs?
No, it was my friends in camp who were like, this is a razor. Here's some shaving cream. You need this.
Really?
She didn't teach me about makeup. I didn't even know what mascara was until I was in camp.
Hey, you still don't know what it is.
No, I don't. But, but now it's by choice.
When you go to Subway, what do you order?
Is this another trick?
No. This is straight up. What do you order? Because you really don't eat anything. So when you go to Subway, let's say you go to Subway tonight, what are you going to order?
Do they have gluten-free bread now?
Yeah.
Okay. I would get gluten-free bread, and I can have tuna. Mm-hmm. I can have lettuce, tomato, cheese.
All right. Well, speaking of tuna now, Subway is getting sued for their tuna.
What? Why? They have the best tuna.
They tested it, and Subway's tuna does not contain tuna.
And what is it then? It's delicious. What is it?
And the ingredients were not even fish.
What is it though? Because it's so delicious. That's why I love whenever I go to Subway, I'm like, I have to get the tuna because it doesn't taste like any of the tuna I've ever had. And the reason is because it's not tuna.
Quote, a mixture of various concoctions. That blend together and have the appearance of tuna.
Is it tofu? Is it like not even actual meat?
They say it's flaked tuna blended with creamy mayo. That's what the website says.
Uh-oh.
But when they took it to a place to check it out, mm-hmm. It ain't got no tuna in it, and it ain't got no fish in it. So we don't know what it is, but that's what you eat.
I'm going to keep eating it. It's delicious. Whatever it is, I love it.
I will have the footlong concoction.
Give me a concoction with lettuce, tomato, and some salt and pepper.
Various concoctions in this thing. And it smells and looks like tuna, not fish.
That's scary. That's the scary part, that it does smell like tuna. Like, they found something that's not tuna that smells like tuna. That's really frightening.
They made it somewhere, and you know, with scientists. McDonald's fish is kind of like this weird-looking fish, but at least it's fish.
It's cod, yeah.
But no, it's like some deep, it's like some ugly fish.
Oh. Ooh.
That fish patty is like some frankenfish, but... Subway it ain't fish, so they don't know what it is.
Oh, they don't even know what it is. That's my favorite part.
Okay, and speaking of animals, PETA now is calling.
Wait a minute, were we speaking of animals? You considering fish an animal?
Well, PETA now calling on humans to stop using insults like chicken or pig.
Oh, like stop calling people, oh, you're so chicken, or you're so fat, you're such a pig. Stop eating, you're a pig.
Right. So stop using these words. That's what PETA wants.
I'm with them. I'm with them 100%. I think, you know what? I love that. I love that they're finally standing up for, you know, it's almost like all those words that we used for so long to describe women or describe men, or, you know, the words that are just so offensive now. Yeah, stop calling people a pig, because pigs are adorable. If someone says you're a pig, I'd be like, thank you, they're so cute.
You just want people to stop calling you cows and pigs and chickens.
Well, that's true. I'm sick of being called a cow. Silly cow. I get called silly cow a lot.